It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. Let's see, today is May 17th. I'm recording this on May 17th at 7:30 a.m. The first word in this episode is extract. Emphasize the second syllable, extract. E-X-T-R-A-C-T. It does say in sense 5, you would emphasize the first syllable, extract. So this is a verb from the 15th century. It's a transitive verb. Number 1A, to draw forth as by research. It's the research is the thing that you are drawing forth. You are getting it out of your test subject, whatever your test is, whatever the thing is you're doing. You are, what's the example? Extract data or data. I need all of that data so I can come up with my conclusion. 1B, to pull or take out forcibly, as in extracted a wisdom tooth. I had all of my wisdom teeth extracted when I was, I want to say I was about 18 or so, around there. They were growing in fine. Most of them were growing in fine. In fact, I think two or three of them were in completely. One of them, I think, was taking a little bit of its sweet time. But they said, the teeth, they're pushing your teeth together. And you could possibly need braces because they could get pushed so much that they might twist around and stuff, all the teeth. And so they said, we recommend that you come and you pay us lots of money to have your four wisdom teeth extracted. And I said, okay, thank you very much. I will go get my wisdom teeth extracted. And I was unfortunately kind of awake for a good chunk of the procedure, which was not supposed to happen. That was not quite a horror story, but it wasn't good. I don't know. Maybe we can call it a horror story. Good thing I don't remember the pain specifically. I just remember the memory. Somebody I know who's in his 40s just had his wisdom teeth extracted. That's kind of late to have them taken out. A lot of them are impacted. They're not ever coming out, and I guess that can be a problem. So that's when they say, we got to go in there. We got to get them out. We got to extract them. And maybe we can get some data. 1C, to obtain by much effort from someone unwilling. As in, extracted a confession. Hopefully you didn't do it using methods of torture. That's a bad way, but it's also a pretty good way if you want some information from somebody. Just threaten them with violence, and they might tell you something. But also, don't do violence. Violence is bad. It's all about getting a thing, but there's a lot of effort being used to get this stuff. 2A is to withdraw by physical or chemical process. And the thing that you would be possibly withdrawing would be juice or fraction. And I don't know what fraction is here in this context, but I know juice. I know juice so good. You can go to the store and buy extract of this thing. There was a movie, I think. Was it called Extract? Or maybe it wasn't called Extract. But I think there was a company and they did almond extract. And so I just imagine them trying to squeeze the almonds and get the juice out of the almonds. Withdrawing by physical or chemical process. 2B, to treat with a solvent so as to remove a soluble substance. We got to remove it, so we're going to extract it. We're just cleaning. That's what we're doing. 3, to separate from an ore, O-R-E, and the thing that you would be separating from the ore is possibly metal. M-E-T-A-L. You got to get what I'm guessing, like what, the aluminum, gold, silver, copper, steel? Is steel its own metal, or do you make steel out of other metal? I don't know. But yeah, you're extracting it from the rocks and stuff. Rocks and stuff. Number four, to determine by calculation, and the thing that you would be determining is a mathematical root. We have so many parentheses in this word with all these definitions, lots of examples. You are extracting, you're determining a mathematical root by calculating it. So you're extracting this mathematical root from the numbers. The numbers don't want to give it up. You got to squeeze those numbers real hard. I'm going to get this mathematical root out of you. I'm going to calculate you. All the calculations is going on in my hand. I'm going to squeeze those numbers until I've extracted the root. Five, to select and copy out or cite, C-I-T-E, like you're citing a quote. And the thing that you are selecting would be excerpts. So you're selecting them, you're choosing them, you extract them from where they were in that piece of text over there, and then you cut or copy and paste it over there, or you literally cut it out of the newspaper and you literally paste it onto that piece of paper over there. A synonym is the word educe. Extractability is a noun, and extractable, that is an adjective. So this word is from the Latin verb extrahere. Yes, that is from ex plus trahere, which means to draw. I feel like there must have been another word recently because it's feeling very similar to another word. I don't think I recorded this episode, and I feel like even having this conversation happened recently a few episodes ago. I don't know. It's probably just similar words with similar meanings. I just last night recorded with Josh and Jesse the extemporaneous episode, and there were lots of words had similar definitions, and I don't remember if that was the point of my story, but maybe it was. It was a good time though. We had a very good time. Okay, to draw, you're drawing out. You're drawing out the stuff. You're not literally drawing. You're drawing the information out. Extracting, though, it's by force, usually. Oh, got to make a sound effect. An extract sound effect. Squeezing the numbers. Squeezing the lemons. The second form. Oh, by the way, real quick, number five, to select excerpts and copy out or cite, the pronunciation would be extract, I guess. That's odd. Just like this second form, extract, noun, from the 15th century, one, a selection from a writing or discourse, and the synonym is excerpt, because you have extracted it, and now it is an extract, or also an excerpt. Maybe it was the word excerpt that was about drawing out. Two, a product prepared by extraction. An example would be an essence or a concentrate, an orange juice concentrate. Ooh, I've got to, that's essence of grass, essence of pipe. It's an extract. Essence of, what's an actual essence? Oh, I have a lotion here. Does it have essence of anything? Well, it has coconut oil, aloe vera, and vitamin E. It's flavored coconut and lemon, so they probably used some... Ooh, yes! Plant extracts. Yes. Let's see. Anything specific? Plant extracts, pure essential oils? Are there ingredients? Oh, there's a lot of ingredients. Let's see. What sort of... The colors are like on the yellow, on white. It's not the greatest design. Let's see. Let's scan for the word extract. Where is this? It's going to be low, isn't it? Low in the list. Come on, Ooh, here's go. Flower extract. What is this? Chamomilla ricotta. A flower extract. Here's another one. Organic calendula officinalis flower extract. This is organic Camellia sinensis leaf extract. So many extracts. Let's see. Any more extracts? any more extracts in this thing? Can we make extract sound even weirder? Extract. Okay, now, so that was number two, the essence or the concentrate prepared by extracting, but especially a solution, as in alcohol, of essential constituents of a complex material, as meat or an aromatic plant. Meat? Are you extracting stuff from meat? A solution of essential constituents of a complex material, like meat, or an aromatic plant, like aloe vera or something. Okay. The next word is extraction. I just did some extraction there. Noun from the 15th century. One, the act or process of extracting something. Two, the synonyms are ancestry and origin. And this is very interesting to me. As in the example, a family of French extraction. I've never heard this used this way. A family of French extraction, because their family, their ancestry, their ancestors came from France. That was their origin. They were extracted out of France. I mean, they don't have to be extracted out of France. They could still be living there. But I guess maybe you use this when you're not living in the same place, but your family has moved to another place. So you're saying, well, I'm from French ancestry, and so we are French extraction. I wonder how that came to be. Number three is just something extracted. It's the extract or it's the extraction. Okay, enough of this word. It's sounding funny. You gotta do the hand movement. The next word is extractive. First form, adjective from 1599. I said we would be done with this word, and yet we are not. This whole range of words. 1A, of, relating to, or involving, extraction. 1B, it's so like an extractive machine would be a machine that's doing extraction to create the extract or to get the extract from the extract. Okay, 1B, tending toward or resulting in withdrawal of natural resources by extraction with no provision for replenishment. That's not good. That's not how things should be done. With no provision for replenishment? As in, extractive agriculture. Okay, so what is the definition again? Tending toward or resulting in withdrawal of natural resources by extraction. Yeah, you're taking out the natural resources, but you're doing it in such a way that it is not able to be replenished. And that is when you cause a lot of problems. Like the, there's a term for sustainable. That's the word I'm looking for. I knew it started with an S. Things need to be sustainable. There's all this. Now, I don't agree with, like, the fishing of various animals for a whole variety of reasons. You know, they do it mostly for food, I guess, but there's a lot of problems with it. And anyway, but they don't do it sustainably often. And that's, if you can do it sustainably so the ecosystem stays normal, then you're not going to cause more problems. But then you decimate populations, and then it causes all these problems. Like the corals are having problems because there's less animals and warmer temperatures and everything. So sustainable is important. Extractive agriculture. I hope nobody's doing this anymore. Two, capable of being extracted. And extractively is the adverb. The second form of extractive is a noun from 1810. Something extracted or extractable, and the synonym is, of course, extract. I guess they used to call it extractive. Oh, did you get that almond extractive? Yep, I squeezed those almonds so good. I milked them. We got that almond milk. The next word is extractor. Noun from 1597. This is the comic book villain who's just going around squeezing everything to get the extracts. lemon. I think of fruits, lemons, oranges, watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews. It just wants all the extract from the fruits. What does this really extractor? Extractor, tractor. This is one that extracts especially the mechanism in a firearm that dislodges a spent cartridge from the chamber. I don't know my gun, so I didn't know about this piece of mechanism. It's the extractor. So you shoot the gun, the inside of the bullet goes, I guess it's the bullet itself, goes pew, pew. That's the sound it makes. It's very calm. Pew. And then, but there's the casing is still left over in the gun. And so when, after the shooting happens, there's a mechanism that immediately pops out in certain guns, probably not all of them. It pops out the casing, and that's when you see it goes pew. That also goes pew. So the extractor does that. Okay. The next word is extracurricular. Extracurricular. Adjective from 1925. One. This is a biggie. Not falling within the scope of a regular curriculum, specifically of or relating to officially or semi-officially approved and usually organized student activities, connected with school, and usually carrying no academic credit. So examples of these activities would be athletics, and because you're not, it's not required by the school for everybody to take these athletic courses other than like maybe a gym class. And you don't get graded on it. It's not going to affect your grades when it comes to the end of the year or graduation. And of course, we have an example, extracurricular sports. I guess I did some extracurricular activities. Well, I was in band, and that was a class that I guess you got graded on. We must have gotten grades in band class. But there was also, like, the marching band. We had to be in that. That was outside of class time. We didn't get graded on marching band. There are after-school classes, a lot of sports. I was in the pun club for one or two years after school, which was basically just an excuse for my friends and I to get together and make silly puns to tell people to come to the pun club. What else? Did I do anything, any other extracurricular activities in school? Music, that was the big one for me. Jazz band, I did jazz band, so that meant like met once a week at night. Any other examples of extracurricular activities? I'm sure there are lots of clubs in school. I don't think I did that much, or I've just forgotten everything. Extracurricular, outside of the curriculum. Okay, number two, A, is lying outside one's regular duties or routine. Oh, this is outside of what I normally do. This I got. How did this come into my life? Now I got to do this thing. Wow, it's outside of my regular duties. 2B. The synonym is extramarital, which is going to be in the next episode. Yeah, outside of a marriage. I guess we'll talk about that then. Are you going on some extracurricular activities outside of your marriage? Extracurricular is also a noun. And there's no etymology because I think it's pretty obvious. Extraditable. Extraditable. That's this next word. Adjective from 1881. Number one, subject or liable to extradition. And of course, we'll talk about that in a minute. Number two, making one liable to extradition, as in an extraditable offense. Making one liable, L-I-A-B-L-E, liable to extradition. So that's like able to be extradited, that offense. An extraditable offense is an offense that's, You can be extradited. Well, let's talk about it. If you don't know what it is, let's chat. Let's do that. Let's chat and let's do that. Extradite, verb, transitive verb, in fact, from 1864. Number one, to deliver up to extradition. To deliver up to extradition. And number two is to obtain the extradition of. So we don't get the meaning of extradite until we know what extradition is. So let's talk about that one. Let's do that right now. Extradition, noun from 1839. Let's see, 1839 was extradition. Extradite was 1864, about 25 years later. And extraditable was another of 17 years later, 1881. So we just went backwards in time. Extradition, the surrender of an alleged criminal, usually under the provisions of a treaty or statute, by one authority to another, having jurisdiction to try the charge. And the example of this authority would be the state, a government, a country, something like that. The state would be, I guess, the government of a country, of an area. So let's see if we can simplify this. Surrender of an alleged criminal, usually under the provisions of a treaty. So there's a treaty happening. Maybe two countries are like, okay, fine, we'll have peace. We'll sign this treaty. But as part of that, we have to give up some criminals, some people we have in jail from your country. We will both send these surrender these criminals over to you, to each of you. To another having jurisdiction to try the charge. So I guess try the charge would be, we will take care of their criminal activities. We will try them. We will have a trial for them. So thank you for sending them over to us, and we can take care of that. I think extradition. Yeah, this word is from French. It's a French word from the ex prefix plus the Latin tradition or traditio, which means act of handing over. Ooh, that's interesting. There's more at the word treason. So I see it looks like the word tradition, handing it over from generation to generation, whatever that tradition is. The tradition of, my family has a very silly birthday song that we sing, so it's tradition. We've handed it down, well, three generations now. Let's see. So handing over, that's, but you're handing over outside of your government, your state, your situation, right? Right. The next word. Now it looks like, to my American eyes and brain, it looks like extra dose, but there's a few ways you can pronounce this. You can say extra dos, or extra dough, or extradas. Is that the last one? Yeah, extradas. Okay, this is a noun from 1772, and it is the exterior curve of an arch. And it says to see the arch illustration. So the exterior curve of an arch, I guess if the arches have an interior curve and an exterior curve, and, you know, those could be the same shape, but the exterior one is probably going to be bigger. But also, they could have different shape. If you want to play with the design, they could have a slightly different shape. The extradas, or the extrado, or the extradas. Okay, this word is French, also from the Latin extra, plus the French, well, how do they pronounce it? It's D-O-S, which means back, so that would be either dos or do, I guess, yeah. And there's more at the word dossier, and yeah, I remember, every time I think about square dancing, I think of do-si-do back to back. That's what it is. I remember learning that in this podcast all of those months and possibly years ago. So it is the back, the outside back of the arch, I guess. Okay. I'm kind of curious to go back to the arch illustration. I mean, I remember going through it, but I want to see. I mean, I guess I could also just type it into my computer, which I have in front of me, but this is way more fun. Let's see. Okay, I'm looking for the... Here's the extra dose, which, of course, I'm sure I pronounced it extra dose, but that's not how it's pronounced. Arch 1. Oh, yep, I think I see it there. It's a little bit weird, but yeah, it's just the outside of an arch. Okay. Extra... What's the first first pronunciation? Extradas. Extradas. Okay. Next is extraembryonic. Extraembryonic. Adjective from 1901. Situated outside the embryo, especially developed from the zygote, but not part of the embryo, as in extraembryonic membranes. Would these be the membranes that are kind of covering the embryo, the protective sac? Would the, I was going to say pancreas, but that's not the right word. What's the thing, the starts with a P that sometimes people eat? Spencer, come on, you can do it. You can think of this word. And of course, all I can think about is pancreas. Anyway, could that be extraembryonic? It comes from the zygote, or does it come from the womb? I don't really know what part that comes from, but there's other stuff. There's other stuff that's extraembryonic. It develops from the zygote, but it's not part of the embryo. I don't know what else there would be. I don't know enough about what goes on inside of there, I guess. I'm still trying to think of that word. You're yelling at me. I know you're yelling at me. I'll think of it later. Okay. Next word. It took a little extra effort to get that extract out. Extragalactic. Extragalactic. Adjective from 1851. Originating or existing outside the Milky Way galaxy. Also of or relating to extragalactic space, the final frontier, as in the example extragalactic astronomy. So we live in the Milky Way galaxy. If you didn't know that, now you know it. And there are countless galaxies out there in the universe, countless. And so anything that has to do with something outside of our galaxy, which is pretty far out there, that's so far out, man, that would be extragalactic, outside of the galaxy. We have telescopes and things that can look far enough out into space to see images that we have pictures of galaxies, pictures of nebulas, pictures of galaxy nurseries where galaxies and planets and things are being formed very, very slowly because of all the particles are gradually being pulled together by gravity. Yeah, just literally anything that has to do outside of our galaxy or has to do with things outside of our galaxy, relate anything that's out there is extragalactic. I had no idea this word existed, but it makes sense. One more word. The last word is extrahepatic. Extrahepatic. Extra plus H-E-P-A-T-I-C. Adjective from circa 1923, and this is situated or originating outside the liver. So I guess HEPA, something like that, that's related to the liver. And so anything just outside of the liver is extrahepatic. I guess literally the rest of your body could be considered extrahepatic because it's not the liver. But you can't count the liver in that. We'll learn about this H word about livers at some point in the future. Okay, it is now time to pick a word of the episode. Words are great, and here's the greatest one. We had today extract, extract, extraction, extractive, extractive, extractor, extracurricular, extraditable, extradite, extradition, extrados, extra embryonic, extragalactic, and extrahepatic. Ooh, well, I really like extragalactic. It just sounds like a super dope word, and also just like space is cool. There are aliens that are extragalactic. There have got to be. I can't wait to meet them. But I think I'm going to do extracurricular because I enjoyed doing my extracurricular activities. Let's see. A song about extracurricular stuff. See, when you start thinking is when the problems happen. Extracurricular activities are really cool. You get to meet new people, do cool stuff. Extracurricular. Yeah, I had a really good time in jazz band. We would meet on Wednesday nights. I want to say it was like 6 or 7 o'clock, and we would play jazz music for like, I don't know, probably a couple hours. We'd get some dinner beforehand. I remember specifically for the last at least couple of years, probably, my dad would drive me. We would pick up my friend John. I played the baritone sax, and he played the tenor sax, and we had known each other for years and years and years since about 1990. I think we've known each other since about 1990. And we would pick him up, and my dad would drop us off at the high school, and then he would pick us up later, and we just had a great time playing the jazz music. All right, that's the end. Oh, I will quickly tell you, we watched a movie a couple nights ago, Relative. This is our second viewing. It is an independent movie made by an independent Chicago filmmaker named Michael Glover Smith. And he made it, I think he made it in 2021. It got postponed because of the pandemic, but they made it in 2021, and we saw it for the first time, I think a couple of years ago, at the Wilmette Theater, and it was great, and we have become friends with him. And so he was having a new screening at the Music Box Theater in Chicago, in their small theater, and it was sold out. And afterwards, there was a brief Q&A with two of the actors. I want to say Elizabeth Lape, I hope I have that name right. She was one of the actors. And also the great and wonderful Wendy Roby, who is in Twin Peaks. She played Nadine. She is the mother, the matriarch of the family in this film. And it's really good. And it's the last theater screening because I think starting next week, well, it's already out for you. It's streaming. It's now streaming, so you should go watch Relative. I should put the links in the show notes for, you know, I think it's through Music Box distribution, and so it's on, you know, Amazon and Google and YouTube and all those places. Okay, that's it. You should go watch that movie and support independent filmmakers. Thank you very much for checking out this show, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.